Right, Alad, over to you.
We're going to enjoy this. This is a game giving you the best bit, or not actually the best bits, a few of the bits from the marathon show that was now a year to today.
So am I right in thinking then, so you've taken certain clips from the marathon show and then you have devised a quiz based on these audio clips and we have to prove how much we don't remember?
Yes, indeed.
Is that essentially it?
Well, yeah. I think we're meant to try and get points by remembering, okay, but there's a chance because of lack of sleep, yeah, that we will not actually remember.
There were a lot of things that went on in the 52 hours of the marathon show.
Yes.
There was a best of on Boxing Day. You can probably find lots of clips on YouTube, but also there's podcasts out there with all the best bits. So all that kind of stuff's covered.
What have you called this game?
Oh, the Marathon Show Quiz.
Oh, that's good.
Now, BBC Radio 1.
Oh my God, even that moment.
The music makes me scared. It does. It takes me straight back there to a weird place.
43.
I remember starting and we had a clock that counted up. And I remember looking at the clock when it was not even a minute into it. And we're playing this music and I'm thinking, right, here we go. Great. And it was weird because it's like going, right, I am now not eating chocolate for a week. I'm fine. Look at me. I don't need any chocolate. It's like the first few seconds when you go, this is fine. But this music, which, by the way, I thought it sounded brilliant. I loved this music, and it sounded all big with Paul Turner's voice over it and everything. By hour 49, you're like, oh, for God's sake.
Now, BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave for comic relief. Hour one.
Oh. Can you remember, though, I had a mini breakdown after about an hour and a half into the 52-hour show.
Yes.
And I was sat here saying, I don't know whether I can do it.
Right.
I don't think I can cope.
Well, you did.
I wasn't mentally strong enough.
Well, you did.
Alad didn't think I was going to get through the first show. Didn't think I was going to get it to Fern.
And Dave,
Dave, you
helped raise over £2.5 million.
This is true. The final total was 2.8 million.
This is true, great friend.
It's incredible.
And then almost immediately, some little radio station somewhere tried to beat it and beat it.
Yeah.
And I remember someone going, so someone's beaten your record already. What are you going to do? And I'm like, what am I going to do? Are you insane? I'm going to do nothing. Are you going to do more? No.
Did they raise £2.8 million?
No. It's been broken like three times since, and fair play to anybody who has a go at it. Well done.
Oh, but the time thing doesn't bother me in the slightest.
I think you'll find the record is Radio 1's longest show ever, and they're not going to break that.
Yeah, we got the Guinness Book of Records, so well done for staying up. Anyway, right, over to Alad, let's play the quiz.
All right, here we go then. So question number one, see if you remember this.
Okay.
4 hours, so only 4 hours into the show, you played Car Park Catchphrase.
Car Park Catchphrase.
Have a listen to this clip.
Oh, right, Kelly, you're playing against someone famous today. Should we find out who it is?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are they on the phone?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
Are you here?
It's meant to be a surprise.
Right.
But now it's not.
Why? Why?
They're here.
Well, okay. So do I press the button?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two.
What's your name?
What's your name and where did he come from? Hang on, that's the what hour is that?
Four.
Was that?
And
the
I've forgotten how to play Car Park Catchphrase. Contestant number two. What do I say, Alad? What's your name? What's your name?
So the question is, who was on line two?
I think I know this.
I think I know who it is.
Are we writing down or saying?
Write it down, then lift the piece of paper in front of me.
I've written it down. You can say it, Dave.
I think it was Gino De Campo.
So do I.
Hi, Chris. Buongiorno. This is Gino Da Campo, and I'm in your studio.
Yay! Well done, Chris and Dave. One point.
I love Gino Da Campo.
He's brilliant.
I love him. I was watching him on This Morning Again the other day. He's
hilarious.
Just so funny.
Yeah.
When you make a spaghetti bolognese, he's great. I love him.
Nob.
All right, question number two.
We got one. Okay.
During hour 26, which female celebrity came in to share her dream about bringing you a lemon to sniff? Was it A, Holly Willoughby, B, Sarah Cox, or C, Florence from Florence and the Machine?
Oh my God.
I don't remember any of them being here.
Hang on. At hour what?
26.
So that's
half a day into
so
it.
So that's
a full day.
Yeah, it was Wednesday morning we started, so now on Thursday morning show.
Yeah.
Somebody brought in a lemon for me to sniff.
No, it came in to talk about a dream she had about you sniffing a lemon.
And who were the options?
Holly Willoughby, Sarah Cox, or Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Okay, I'm pretty sure
I don't think Florence or Holly came in.
I don't think Florence came in. I'm not 100% sure about Holly.
So who are you going with then, Dave?
I'm going Sarah.
I'm going Sarah, because she's the only one that I can vaguely remember being here.
I dreamt in my dreams that I was bringing you a lemon to sniff.
Yay! I don't remember anything about sniffing a lemon, though.
2 points each.
We're doing well, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Question number three.
Yes.
Throughout hour 33, oof, what made the both of you make these noises?
I know.
That's a great sound.
I know. The answer is Holly Willoughby.
Yeah. Was it A, Fern giving you a massage?
No.
B, Steve giving you a massage?
Yes.
Or C, seeing a picture of me naked?
Big Steve in his table of pain
is the right answer.
For bonus point, that was during Greg's show, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
3 points each. You're doing very well.
Thank you. Last one, and then we do the news.
Okay, question four. At 1:20 a.m. on Thursday morning, Katy Perry turned up.
Yes.
And this happened.
I brought you a care package of all the things you might need.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well,
she brought in six items.
Ooh.
Can you list three of them?
Oh, dear. Okay.
Six.
That's a great question.
Okay, I've got one item.
Yeah, exactly the same as mine, I bet.
First word, jazz.
Second word, mags. Me and Dave love our jazz music. Oh, my God.
Sick. Was I here?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not supposed to be a stupid question. Did I... I was out of the studio when Katy Perry turned
it
up.
It was during Kissy Sellout show,
it was,
I think.
Yeah.
And then Katy came in.
Patrick Kielty was here, and we had to move him out.
No,
quickly.
I never saw Kielty.
Okay. She brought us in, Mucky Magazines.
Mm. And
I've written an energy drink, but I've got to be honest, I'm kind of guessing, and I can't... I don't even remember.
Do you
what
need
else.
The news to think about this? I need three items.
Oh no, I don't know.
That's fine. Okay,
I actually don't know.
All right, you could give us. You could give us till 10 o'clock, and we wouldn't come up with it.
Here's the reveal.
We've got some canned oxygen in case it gets a little bit, tiring.
Is it seriously oxygen in a can?
Yeah, you should take a hit.
I would love that.
How are you doing?
I don't want to take too much though. I don't want to be like have too much oxygen.
It's like the sort of thing that Michael Jackson used to use.
Right.
Who's that?
That's your voice, Dave.
You were here, Dave.
What a ridiculous voice.
Hi, Katy Perry.
You're very much in the studio, though, aren't you?
You are there.
Oh, I was there.
Canned oxygen. Let's go back to the tape.
Oh, this is
I don't know what that is.
That doesn't look like
hemorrhoid cream.
I don't have hemorrhoids.
Well, that's good for your eyes, I think.
Yeah,
I got that's good, too. And these...
Hemorrhoid cream?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
No.
These are... tablets, they're direct energy. You put them in
I
a
see.
Drink.
Yeah.
You might need those.
Fantastic.
And some tampons in case you start over the.
Right.
Well, I was just saying.
I checked my calendar. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm me.
You're fine.
Yeah. I've got it on an app now.
And maybe some. I just want to keep you up. Make
don't
sure
be
that you're
showing that Mucky magazine.
Some dirty magazine.
No, look at Kenny trying to get on the camera.
Some dirty magazine. Just so you know, you can have
actually
some
pass them to me. I'm gonna look after.
Listen, this is.
Oh no, your voice.
Comic relief, isn't it?
Yeah. Some anti-fatigue eye stick, just in case you have like an event to go to in the next couple of days. People don't want to judge you for your big, bags underneath your eyes.
Right.
So there you go. There were six items.
We need.
Do you know what? Weirdly, I almost said, "Did she bring in tampons?" And I thought no, that doesn't make sense, but she did.
Hey,
she did.
We need some anti-fatigue eye stick.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, by the way, when Katy Perry came in, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. It was a Twiglet zone, wasn't it? Then.
Now, bearing in mind, she's like one of those Duracell bunnies. Mm. She was bouncing all over the place. And she was in, then gone.
She came straight off stage, do you remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, via the hotel and a fresh face
and
makeup. Oh, what?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. We're not getting too bad on our quiz. Yes. We'll do part two later. Nice quiz, by the way. Well done. I am Dave. Loving that voice.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Right, four more questions about our marathon show coming up. Meanwhile, let's get news and sport with Dominic and Tina, 8:32.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning.
Do you want to go straight into part two of the quiz?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Now, BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
For comic relief. Hour one.
Right, let's get straight into it there. Question number five.
Well, I'm going to skip number five, actually, because I'm going to go straight to number six.
Do we still get a point?
But no, you don't. Okay. So it's currently 3 points each.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hang on. Surely this is question number four if we've got 3 points each.
No, because you got that wrong with Katy Perry.
Oh, wow. Well.
You can give it to me on three.
Okay.
One of the shows that you co-hosted on was with Annie Nightingale, and you played a feature called Ask Annie Anything.
Was I on this bit? Because I went for a break.
No, you went for a break.
Ah. At hour 43.
Motorhead. Jeremy Kyle.
Not all of Motorhead. What do you mean, just Lemmy?
Jeremy Paxman. Jeremy Clarkson.
No.
Yeah, three of Radiohead. all of JLS. And Simon Cowell.
Right.
It's quite a list.
Now, you are both there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What question did you, Chris, ask Annie that got that reply? Was it A, who's the most famous person you've ever turned down? B, which famous people have you snogged? Or C, are you related to any famous people?
I think I know.
Was it snogged? Because in my head it was, have you slept with anybody famous? But so it must be snogged.
Here's the clip, so you can hear it again, yeah?
Motorhead.
Yeah, I think twice.
I think it's who you turned down.
Oh, really? No, I think it's who have you snogged.
Here it is.
Who's the most famous person you've ever turned down?
Oh, what?
Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chris.
Rubbish.
Question number seven.
Yeah.
Well, it says...
What kind of a question?
It says ask Annie
actually, yes.
Yeah.
I have.
And how did you find it?
I found it quite easily.
What was the question that Dave just asked Annie?
And she found it quite easily.
Now,
have you been to Wolverhampton?
I should know this.
You should. It was your question.
Can I hear the clip again, please?
Well, it says.
What kind of a question?
It says ask Annie.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I have.
And how did you find it?
I found it quite easily.
Have you kissed Kate Moss before? B, have you ever been to the Isle of Man? Or C, have you ever slept through a radio show before?
I know what this is.
Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And the answer...
Have you ever been to the Isle of Man?
Have you ever been? Have you ever been to the Isle of Man? What a voice.
I don't like that voice. I find it quite creepy.
It sounds painful,
creepy.
Doesn't it?
Well done. So far, the scores are...
Dave's got one more than me.
Four to Dave, three to Chris.
There you go.
Oh, and whatever. Finally,
yes.
Question number eight.
Yes. It's 11:26.
We have a guest here.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
Look who it is.
It's a vision of an angel.
Hour 18 into the 52 hours, and you're presenting with Nick Grimshaw.
Right.
Who is the guest? Is it A, Zoe Ball, B, Lily Allen, or C, Carol Vorderman?
I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say Shane Ritchie, but he wasn't an option. I think it's got to be Lily.
Lily Allen. It is Lily Allen.
Shall we reveal who our mystery guest is?
Go on then.
Do you have a drum roll?
It is.
I'll try and give you a drum roll. Okay. Are you ready?
Let's wait for it. It is, although everybody in the country already knows who it is, I can reveal our mystery guest is...
Steve Strange!
No!
It's Lily Allen!
Way too early.
No, I think people were pretty annoyed already.
There you go. So Lily Allen.
And she absolutely wasn't drunk.
No.
Nope.
And bonded with Dave very well. And Dave had to speak every 60 seconds, so that was fun.
Dave's voice had to be on air every 60 seconds. So even if I was interviewing somebody, he'd have to say something at some point. And I think when it was late in the day, he'd just kind of lean into the man and go, uh-huh.
I would, because that would
Oh, really?
That would count as...
Yes, it would. It just jump in and just say a couple of words. That's right.
Because if I didn't do that, I had people through the glass wall of the studio waving at me frantically, go and say something.
Apparently, all the 52 hours have been edited and put onto YouTube.
Not by us, but by some fan of the show.
God,
so,
love you.
And those people who were through the glass doing the hand shape at you, Dave, was myself and producer Sam, because it was her project.
All right, well, very nice. I like that little quiz. That's good fun.
You did quite well, actually.
You did all right. You remembered more than I thought.
Well done, Dave. You won.
BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave for Comic Relief.